Philadelphia is now the first large U.S. city to ban traffic stops for low-level offenses. Meanwhile, the former head of a child welfare agency pled guilty to child endangerment. An inmate uprising broke out in a Philadelphia prison. Also, guess how much Pennsylvanians spent on liquor this past year? I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Outside of smaller cities like Berkeley, Philadelphia has become the first large U.S. city to ban traffic stops for low-level offenses, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. The city council passed legislation called the Driving Equality Bill in a 14-2 vote on Thursday that would prevent cops from pulling drivers over for smaller infractions such as broken taillights. Instead, the bill deems these offenses as quote-unquote secondary violations that officers can issue citations for via mail. Supporters of this bill believe that banning such stops will put a stop to the disproportionate pullovers of Latino and Black drivers, the latter of whom accounted for 72% of vehicle code violation stops in 2019. This bill will go into effect 120 days after Mayor Jim Kenney signs it, which he intends to do soon. In 2017, when Joanne Van Son was still the director of the Department of Children and Youth Services in Luzerne County, she was tasked with handling a backlog of nearly 1,400 cases, three-fourths of the state's total at the time, reports the Associated Press. Van Son appointed three senior aides to take care of this backlog, telling them she didn't care how they got rid of these cases so long as they got it done. As a result, these aides deleted multiple reports of child abuse that included incidents such as a child burned in the face by a cigarette and adults telling kids to kill themselves. Van Son pleaded guilty yesterday to child endangerment before a county judge in Harrisburg, as well as to two counts of obstruction. She'll be sentenced in December for her role, as Attorney General Josh Shapiro puts it, in turning, quote, a blind eye toward the abuse and neglect of children, violating the law and her duty to protect the most vulnerable. An inmate uprising broke out at the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center early Thursday morning, reports PennLive. At around 1 a.m., roughly 87 inmates managed to get out of their cells and take over a unit. Prison guards managed to get the situation under control, and fortunately, no injuries were reported. How this uprising was able to happen in the first place remains unclear. Guess how much Pennsylvanians spent on liquor last year? Asks the Morning Call. A lot is the short answer to that. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board revealed in a recent news release that throughout the 2020-2021 fiscal year, state residents managed to spend $2.91 billion on liquor, taxes included. This total is a huge spike when compared to the previous year, a spike of $349.4 million, to be exact, and is the largest annual sales increase in the board's history. County-wise, Carbon County spent the most on spirits in the state, racking up a bill of nearly $558,000 for the year. Their preferred liquor of choice was Tito's 80-proof handmade vodka, of which they spent over $106,000 on. Wow. That wraps up today's episode and the week. To keep up with all the latest news over the weekend, drop by PennLive.com. Also, remember, if you like this podcast, please leave us a review on either Apple or Amazon and share us around with your family and your friends. Thanks ahead of time, and hey, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and I'll see you next week for some more Today in PA. Have a great weekend, everybody.